Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food at Paparazzi Restaurant. Don't forget to book your table at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Full House star Bob Saget was laid to rest on Friday in a private ceremony in LA. The pallbearers were his best pals and co-stars John Stamos and Dave Coulier, along with John Mayer, Norman Lear, Jeff Ross, Judd Apatow, Ted Sarandos and Steve Hale. Though the service was small, his family and all his Full House co-stars were there, including the Olsen twins and many of his comedy pals like Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Seth Green and more. Rest in peace, Bobby.
Today would have been Betty White's 100th birthday. We lost the comedian, actress, animal advocate and our favourite golden girl on New Year's Eve. So today we remember and celebrate the icon born in 1922. Now you can celebrate by donating to an animal shelter in her honour and by watching her movie, Betty White, A Celebration, which is out today on various streaming platforms.
Hello, I'm Betty White. I feel so fortunate to have had as great a career as I've had for as long as I have.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Betty White. Betty White, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Betty White. Now we're going to see a whole new side to America's dad, actor Tom Hanks. Baz Luhrmann says we're in for something we've never seen before when Hanks plays Elvis's dodgy manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in the upcoming biopic. Luhrmann said, "One of my great joys in life is working with well-known actors who are very well-known for certain strings on their instrument. Tom will be playing a new string on his instrument, and I think that's a thrilling thing to see." Ooh, Tom's going to be mean. The Elvis biopic starring Austin Butler as the King is set to premiere in theatres June 24.
Scream is slashing its way to the top of the box office. It debuted at number one, bringing in over $30.6 million and is projected to earn a lot more than that. Spider-Man No Way Home fell to number two after its fifth week in the top spot.
And we have another trailer for the highly anticipated movie The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson as our caped crusader, bringing justice with a vengeance. The Batman swoops into cinemas March 3.
Let's play a game, just me and you. Does this mean anything to you?
You're becoming quite a celebrity. Why is he writing to you?
If you are justice, what is the price for your blind eye?
The hell are you supposed to be?
I'm vengeance.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.